Thank you for joining us today. We are joined by Stephanie Springs, who is our Make-A-Wish Illinois CEO. She is going to share with us today a great overview of what we're really about here and how we go about granting our wishes. Before we start with all of that, can you give us an introduction to who you are and why you chose to come to Make-A-Wish?
Oh, that's a great question. So I'm from Chicago, born and raised, always been attracted to issues for children, right? I actually started off as a high school math teacher and eventually went to work for a company called Sears, which is not necessarily with us today, but Sears, and did a number of things. All while I was working for Sears, I was in one way or another involved in a nonprofit, working on a board, serving with Girl Scouts, with a symphony here in Chicago. And what always attracted me to the organization was, what did it do for the children? And so I've always been attracted to children's causes. I made a decision that I wanted to do a chapter three in my career, and I wanted that chapter three to be based on helping someone out. And so I really started looking at what might happen if I started working for a nonprofit. And this opportunity opened up. I really had not had a connection to Make-A-Wish, but I started looking at it and realizing the impact that the organization has on children, on their families, the need. And I started feeling like this is where I'm supposed to be for my chapter three. So I've been here 19 years, and it's been an incredible, incredible experience and has fulfilled that chapter for me.
And if you were to explain our organization to somebody who has never heard of Make-A-Wish before or may not know what we're about, what would you tell them?
So Make-A-Wish is an organization that we step into a family's life probably in their darkest moment. None of us want children that are any way connected to us to be sick. We don't want them to have a cold. We don't want them to have the flu. The children who we talk with and who we serve are very seriously ill. They have a critical illness. The illness might be a cancer. It might be a heart condition. It may be cystic fibrosis. It may be sickle cell anemia. They have various conditions that they are in a position where life is just not what a normal child's life should be. Make-A-Wish steps in, and the first thing you think about is the joy that we bring. And so we let a kid really just start to think outside of the day-to-day that they are doing at that moment. It might be it's the first time that they've been allowed to just think freely about what brings them joy. And what we're all about is making that come to life. The thing that's really pretty amazing, though, is that it's not just a trip. It's not just a gift. It is an entire journey. And we step alongside this family in that dark moment, on that health journey that they're on, and we take them along to a wish journey. And from the moment that child is welcomed into our Make-A-Wish family to being allowed to just freely think about what would bring them some joy, to telling them that we're going to make that joy come to be, we're going to make that wish come. And it's the anticipation of it. It's thinking about what it could be. It's sometimes helping us to formulate it for that child. And eventually their wish comes true. Through that period of time, we've been providing hope. And we've been making them actually feel stronger because they've gotten a little control in their life. And so we like to think of ourselves as kind of walking alongside the doctors and walking alongside their patients. And we are the good medicine. We're the medicine that is going to bring them laughter. We're the medicine that's going to make them say, you know what? I want that wish, and so I'm going to go to that treatment because I was getting discouraged, but now I'm going to keep on that treatment. We're the medicine that makes them say, you know what? That experience was so amazing. I feel like I can do more than I thought I could do, and I want to do that for somebody else. And so a lot of times the children who we serve come back around as alumni, and they want to help the next generation, the next kid. So we're an incredible organization that really helps a kid who is very, very ill and helps them to see beyond their illness, to get strength, to have hope, and to have some joy. And that's what we do. We're an incredible organization. You've heard of us, but you may not know all of that about us. It's one where the people who are connected to Make-A-Wish, we're connected because we know we're making an impact, and we can see the impact. Impact is every single time we encounter that child, every visit with that child, every communication with that child is one where we know we're having an impact and changing their lives.
And that's what we hope to share here with talking to people who have experienced the wish or mm-hmm. are part of making that wish possible. There are so many wish makers who come into play to make wishes possible.
That's right.
For our kids.
That's right. Wish makers are all around us, right? As we do our work, the staff, we're wish makers. The volunteers, we do not do all of this work all by ourselves. We have volunteers across the state of Illinois who are involved with our families, and they are an incredible part of this journey. And so they are wish makers, the people who refer the children to us. So we do a lot of work with the hospitals, pediatric hospitals around the state, with various practices, and even with families who say, I need something, I need some help, and my child is getting discouraged. I've heard of this organization called Make-A-Wish, and sometimes those families are referring themselves to Make-A-Wish. Those are wish makers, donors, people who help us out with making sure that we have the resources to take care of our children. They are wish makers. So wish makers are all around these children. And it's almost like this great big hug from all of the individuals who are a part of Make-A-Wish. We are all wish makers making something special happen for a child who needs us.
You touched on it a little bit earlier. But what is the impact that a wish has on not only the kids, but their families and communities?
Sure. So I'm going to start out and come in. I'm going to start with the families and the communities, right? So a lot of times when a child is ill, especially inside of that family, you know, the parents are connected with what's going on with the child. They may be at the hospital a lot. The kid may be with neighbors, and maybe the kid's siblings may be with neighbors, maybe with grandparents, maybe somewhere else. And that unit, that family unit, is impacted by this illness. Make-A-Wish allows that whole unit to come together around that wish. And so whenever a child wishes, we are always including the entire family in that experience. If it's a trip somewhere, the entire family is going to experience that. If it's a shopping spree, the entire family is going to experience it. So a lot of times we are bringing a family together that might have been fractured because of that health challenge that they are facing. The impact on the child is it varies from child to child. The easiest one is to see the smile, and a lot of times that might be the first time they've smiled in a little while. But the other part of it is that when you know that someone else cares about what's going on in your life, it actually changes your perspective. It changes your perspective on others. And that's the impact that we have, because it's volunteers who are stepping into a family's home. They're stepping into their circumstance, and they're trying to make something happen for that child. And that impact of someone else stepping in and kind of embracing them and boosting them along and cheering them along, that's a lasting impact. And it in many instances, the word resilience is used, because indeed we feel that we actually increase resilience in the children that we serve. We make them stronger. We make them able to take maybe some outcome that from their next visit that's not exactly what they were hoping for, but the resilience that they have gotten from the wish and the hope that the wish has given them actually continues to pull them through. And so you often hear Make-A-Wish talk about hope, strength, and joy. And it's something that we think is a part of the impact that we make. But know that it's not just a fleeting moment. It's not just the trip itself. It's not just the gift. It's not just. It is a very, very lasting, impactful experience that shapes that kid in ways that none of us could have ever anticipated when we first met the child. And so it's got quite an impact, and it's long lasting.
For you, what has been the impact as a wish maker, and what feedback have you gotten from other wish makers of the impact that it's had on them, on the people who are making these wishes possible?
A wish has a ripple effect, right? Clearly, the child and the child's family are impacted, clearly, right? But that ripple effect is absolutely unbelievable. We hear from volunteers all the time that why do they take another wish? Because they just love the impact on their hearts, the impact on the way they look at society, the impact on the fact that they've helped somebody in their community, that they have been moved by the family's experience. In many instances, our volunteers are sitting right in the heart of this family. They are right in their homes. They're right along with them. Sometimes they even are saying, please call me after your next doctor visit. I want to know what has happened, right? And so they're right in the heart of these families' experiences. And that impact is one where the things that we hear from our volunteers sometimes are even more emotional than sometimes what we hear directly from the family. And it's because we have touched a piece of what they weren't necessarily expecting. They thought they were just going to help somebody else out, and they'd never, ever anticipated what they were going to get back. And I think that sometimes causes them to reach out and tell us about it, because they're like, the surprise is, I know I helped this family. I know I made brought some joy. I know I gave them hope when they were when it seemed very dark. But I never expected that I would get that back myself. And it's one where it just continues. It's that ripple effect. It impacts our donors. Our donors tell us that the reason why they give to Make-A-Wish is they know they're having an impact on a child. They sometimes have met the children at various events, and the children are telling them about their experience, and they're sharing pictures, and they're so excited. And those donors are saying, this is why I give. This is the impact that I want to have as an individual who is just providing some resources to make something happen for a child. But the impact on me has been so significant that it keeps me doing that over and over and over again. So wish makers, regardless of their role, are absolutely impacted by the child's experience and by the role that they played in making that experience come to be. And so I like to refer to it as the ripple effect. We all, as wishmakers, are impacted. And we share the stories, because sometimes when I'm having a kind of a day, I actually will either look over and I might see a picture of a kid, you know, on my screen from a story that I remember we might have shared in a meeting, or sometimes I'm reading something from one of my peers and they're telling me about a wish that happened in their chapter. And it's those stories that sometimes when you're in a moment of like, this is not looking good, and the stories pull us through. And so wishmakers absolutely are impacted by the experience of wish granting.
So we're talking about wishmakers, which is the broad term for anybody who is part of our mission, who helps make these wishes possible. The referral sources, the volunteers, donors, corporate partners, event attendees. Why is it so crucial that we have all of these players involved?
You know, we all play a different role. And if it were a simple thing, if wishes were just that simple, maybe a person could do it without any support, right? But the fact that every child's wish is unique, regardless of whether they are looking to do something that is really, really, we think, very popular, every single wish is unique. And the uniqueness is brought about by all of these individuals who are involved in the wish, thinking about some additional something that is going to bring that wish to be. And so if it were a simple thing of, you know, just flip a switch and a wish happens, and maybe it could be done by one person. But wishes have a lot of pieces to them. We have a lot of corporations who are involved with us to make a wish happen. We had a wish where a little guy wanted to drive a CTA train, right? Okay, that's interesting, right? Okay, so who do we have to contact in order to make that happen? We have to work with CTA. We have to work with the police department. We have to work with, of course, the individuals who are doing wish granting. We wanted to make sure that every single stop along the way, that when the child got off of the train, that we celebrated, right? So we brought in one of our corporate partners to make signs and be at the bottom of the stairs when he came off of the train and celebrate this kid. And so that community of support around a kid is part of the wish. It is not just the thing. It is that full community coming together to make something special happen for that kid. And that's when it's this impactful, big, big, big thing that happens from a small maybe idea. But it's the bigness of it. And it takes a lot of different wish makers coming together, fulfilling all of our roles to make something really special happen for a child.
Really is a team effort to pull wishes together.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So this past year, we've been able to grant a record number of wishes. Over 790 wishes were granted in the state of Illinois, thanks to the incredible teamwork of our whole host of wishmakers. And it's an incredible accomplishment for our chapter. Where are we going from here? And what does the future of Make-A-Wish Illinois look like?
Well, that 790 is record-breaking. We have never granted that many wishes. Our vision is to grant a wish for every single child who is eligible for a wish. Every single child who needs a wish across the state of Illinois, we want to grant that wish, right? And so granting 790 is a great achievement. Don't get me wrong, but there are more children out there who need a wish. So let me give a little context as to where we are and this little period that we're in right now. You know, we are, as an organization, coming out of the pandemic. A period of time that we were limited in what kind of wishes we could grant for children because of their safety. And our children are fragile. We wanted to make sure that we weren't putting any child at risk during this period of time. And so there are a number of children who were still, of course, being referred to us. And of course, the children were still getting critical illnesses. But we were not granting the full cadre of wishes, that the types that we do. So we started back granting all wishes in June of 2022, and have been now pulling through all the children who were impacted by the pandemic. So a record number of children wishes were granted during the course of our last fiscal year. We will probably finish up most of the children, if not all of the children, who were impacted by the pandemic as we go through the fiscal year we're in right now. And so this is a period of recovery, of making sure that anyone who may have been impacted is taken care of. And we were taking care of them all along the way. So their journeys didn't just stop, but actually granting the wish and bringing that to a fruition, that was paused. And so we're now finishing up all those children whose wishes were impacted by the pandemic. As we look at this period, this is kind of the recovery period of time that we're in right now. And then the next period that we'll move into will be called Vision Pursuit. And a Vision Pursuit is saying, now that we've taken care of that condition that existed, now we are really going to go and try to find all these children who indeed have critical illnesses and need the power of a wish in their lives. And so there will be an additional level of outreach that we will go after as we finish up this period of recovery. And that's going to take us probably into the next 4, 5, 6 years of the life of Make-A-Wish Illinois, as we then go for what we call Vision Pursuit, because we know that there are more children who need Make-A-Wish, and the power of it is just too great to hold back and wait. We're absolutely, as soon as we take care of these children, we're going to actually go find and make sure that we're taking care of all these children.
And that is possible because of the wish makers, of course.
Absolutely.
But in order to reach that vision of getting to every child in Illinois who's eligible for a wish, it really comes down to the support that we get from our community. Absolutely. So if you are interested in granting a wish, visit our website, check it out. There is a wish maker role for everyone.
Absolutely.
Everybody can get involved. To wrap us up, can you share the most impactful moment that you've had since starting at Make-A-Wish Illinois?
Wow. There's so many. One of my first impactful moments, I hadn't been here that long. It was my first impactful moment. We were at, a gala, and the gala, it was our gala, and the gala was at Union Station in Chicago. And the wish child who, the mom spoke at that gala, and the wish child had wanted to be a conductor on a train. And so we worked with Metra. And indeed, they gave him the experience of conducting a train out of Union Station into his home, a hometown and a home suburb. And people were there cheering him on, and it was a beautiful experience. The mom says that the child's wish really was to be a train, and she convinced him that it probably would be difficult to be a train, but he could probably drive a train. When she spoke at the gala, the surprise for her was that Metra named a train after him, and the train was Ollie. And so we all were excited, and we went out to the track to see the train. And the mom just quietly said, his wish actually came true. And that was probably the most impactful. And it was at the beginning of my time at Make-A-Wish, and it stays right in there in my head.
That story actually was Linda, who will be sharing about the history of Make-A-Wish next episode. One of my first days at Make-A-Wish, she shared that story as well. And as I was leaving that evening on the Metra,
I saw
Ollie's train. So it is.
I think
still,
it's still there.
It's still in operation
active.
Today.
Uh-huh. I think it's still active.
Yeah, and for those watching, we will have a picture of the train. And as you ride the Metra, keep an eye out for Ollie.
Yeah, he's there.
You. Any last things you want to add to our episode?
No, you know, the only thing I would add is for anyone who is watching this everyone's heard of Make-A-Wish. It's an incredible organization, an incredible brand. And so everyone's heard of it. If you're ever really considering engaging yourself in something, right? You want to make an impact, you want to make a donation, you want to do something that is really having impact, there's no such thing as a greater impact. And I encourage you to just really step forward, just look at it, and then just reach out to us, and we'll pull you in and embrace you so that you can become a wish maker. You will not have an experience any greater. No greater.
And all that information will be listed in the show notes.
Great.
To get involved.
Super.
Thanks again, Stephanie.
Okay,
joining
thank
us.
You, Sloan. Thank you. It's good chat.